We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A fatal accident west of Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A Mays High School teacher has been arrested, accused of sex crimes involving one of his students.
More information on the death of a Wichita toddler. We've got the story. I'm Ted Woodward.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 89 for the high in Wichita, and we may get even warmer this afternoon. Our complete forecast is coming up.
One person is dead, one critically injured after a truck car crash and fire west of Wichita. Just before 4 a.m., first responders were called to 183rd Street West in MacArthur. Sedgwick County Sheriff Captain Brad Hoke says groceries in that truck were ignited.
It's just dry groceries. We can see some of that, the dry grocery things you would see, you know, in a grocery store. Well, there's no type of hazardous material that's in there right now, but it just continues to burn because it was completely full of that dry groceries.
30 to 40 gallons of fuel spilled into a ditch. Traffic closed on West MacArthur right now.
A high school teacher in Mays has been arrested, accused of sex crimes involving one of his students.
44-year-old Johnny Paul Yelverton was arrested and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on Monday on suspicion of two counts of unlawful sexual relations and one count of failure to report suspected child abuse. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the arrest came after an investigation by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office and the Exploited and Missing Child's Unit into possible sexual relations between the teacher and a 17-year-old student. Yelverton is a police and fire science instructor at Mays High. He has also taught at Mays South High School and the Mays Academy, along with being a former police officer for the city of Andover. Mays school district officials are cooperating in the investigation, which is ongoing. No bond for Yelverton has been set at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
More today on the death of a toddler. Last Friday morning, emergency crews were called to the report of a child not breathing in Wichita's Riverside neighborhood in the 800 block of North Woodrow.
Initially, when EMS arrived, CPR was being administered by a family member who had arrived on scene, and they looked at the child immediately and took over, and they noticed severe trauma to the child's head and face. And there was no explanation for it at that time provided by the mother and the boyfriend who were on scene.
Police Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore says 2-year-old Anthony Bunn died Sunday morning. Investigators believe those trauma injuries were inflicted by the boy's mother and her boyfriend. The 22-year-old woman and 25-year-old man were both booked into jail, now face charges of felony murder and child abuse. There was also a child abuse investigation involving Anthony and the adults last October. That case was presented to the district attorney's office, but there was not enough evidence to proceed with charges at that time. This is Wichita's 19th murder in 18 weeks this year.
A woman has died, and fire officials believe it was the result of her intentionally starting a fire. Wichita Fire Lieutenant Jose Ocades says it happened on the evening of Tuesday, May 1st, when a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy was serving a search warrant at a residence near MacArthur and Meridian. The deputy encountered a fire at the residence, leaving three people suffering injuries.
One patient was a sheriff's officer that was treated and released that evening for smoke inhalation. Second victim or second patient was a male, 36-year-old, which suffered second-degree burns to his right arms and hand. He was released a couple days later.
The third person harmed in the fire was 48-year-old Kimberly Shock, who died during the weekend. Investigators believe that she intentionally started the fire as the deputy was serving the search warrant. This is the fourth fire fatality in Wichita in 4 months this year.
Two new cracks have opened in Hawaii in a Hawaiian subdivision, emitting lava and gas where 35 structures have already burned down. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island is still erupting, and while the situation may seem unusual, geologist Janet Babb says this kind of volcanic activity is normal.
This is a fairly typical activity. These fissures can open. They They've been opening fairly quickly. A crack develops, then steam comes out, then a lot of steam, and then lava will issue. And so it's fairly typical fissure eruption activity.
Residents of the evacuated area are being allowed to check on their property during daylight hours, but must be prepared to leave on short notice. KNSS News, I'm now 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Home baseball action tonight for the Wichita State baseball team, and another component of Shocker men's basketball appears to be leaving. We'll have those details coming up in sports.
Hey, millions of menus will now include calorie counts, in case you're interested. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. New apartments are opening in downtown Wichita. KNSS News asked Mayor Jeff Longwell about the possibility of a grocery store in the downtown area.
We will soon have almost 2,000 units, which equates to, 4,000 people roughly in downtown apartments or condos, and that's going to continue to climb. And as they continue to share with us, it's that critical mass that will drive the industry to put in those kinds of amenities, and they will.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Millions of menu boards are changing to reflect the calories in your meal.
You'll now be able to tell how many calories are in that butter flavor on your popcorn or the Twinkie at your office vending machine. Full implementation of a new law passed in 2010 has been delayed several times. But now, all restaurant chains in the U.S. with 20 or more locations must post calories on menus. The new rules also apply to supermarkets, convenience stores, movie theaters, and most vending machines. Supporters say that with 1 in 3 Americans obese, the new menu rules could help many reduce caloric intake. Opponents say it's an unnecessary burden on businesses. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A New Jersey school may have taken an inclusivity policy too far.
The new policy at Hanover Park High School in East Hanover, New Jersey, that either everyone makes the cheerleading squad or no one does, drawing fire from parents and students. School officials say they made the change after a parent complained that their child didn't make the team after tryouts last month. The school says the goal is to make the squad more inclusive. Some parents say when they complain, the principal threatened to disband the squad. The school board is now reviewing the policy. It's not clear when a decision will be made. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Continue avoiding that area where we had a fatal traffic accident earlier and a vehicle on fire there. That was on MacArthur at 183rd Street West. MacArthur shut down there. So just continue to avoid that area again. That's 183rd and MacArthur. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning. It's pretty warm out there already, and we're talking about summertime heat in the short term. Current temperature out at the airport is 70 degrees. We're looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine. Also feeling a breeze out of the south. It's at 16, gusting at times to 24. The wind's going to stick around through the day today, which will help boost our temperatures. I'm going for a high of 90 today, and this would easily be the first 90-degree reading so far in this year. As we go through the evening hours, allowing for a small potential for some showers and storms, I'm really not expecting a severe weather with that, but some of those stronger storms could easily drop a little bit of hail, potentially to the size of Nichols, and gusty winds to 50 miles per hour. Drying out for tomorrow, and we're back to the 90s again. This is unbelievable that we are talking about the first week of May, early May, and we have temperatures this warm. It's not really anything record-breaking, but still, it was something that you mentioned yesterday, and I was like, well, I got to check this out to see if we're anywhere close. We're not really to that point, but it's just unusual for this time of year.
I was looking at our KSS Weather Center radar screen, and it shows a little bit of a shower right out around Dodge City. And again, it's a small, looks like a small one, doesn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit of raindrop, yeah. If that's even making it down to the surface. Yeah. So that's the million-dollar question. Yeah, so that's one of the things. Yeah, we've got little teases out there, and it's like, is it really making it down to the ground? But yeah, it's just kind of sticky out there, okay. Too.
Well, if you go to the pool today, it's not open yet for you, right?
Yeah, my instructions were I can look, but I can't touch.
Okay, well, get you one of those little round sprinklers and put it on the end of your garden hose and just run through that back and forth.
There we go.
And you'll feel
that
like,
sounds like a fun afternoon.
You'll feel like
right?
a kid again, right?
Oh, gosh.
But whatever you do, don't forget the sunscreen.
All right.
I'm giving you that. I'm giving you that firsthand knowledge from years of abuse. Don't forget the sunscreen. Okay.
Yeah, I'm someone that abuses that rule.
Oh,
yeah, well, you got me there.
I want you to be careful. Okay.
Yeah.
I know I'm not your mom or dad. Or
it's okay. I will take the advice.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Now we have a partly cloudy sky. We've got 70 degrees, and we have a south wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. 7:13, Steve and Ted in the morning. There's been a lot of talk recently in the media, mostly, about the importance of midterm elections coming up when we we vote for House of Representatives and U.S. Senate, and how important that could be. There could be a shift. Who knows in the majority in the House and Senate. So we're watching this pretty closely. We all are. It's primary day in 4 states this morning. And with us is Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, voters are going to the polls in 4 states, and it's pretty much a situation of Republicans getting their roster ready. The candidates they want to try to take on Democrats in kind of vulnerable states, like in Indiana, for one. You have Joe Donnelly there, who's the Democrat senator, and it looks like, really, because President Trump carried that state by, I believe, 19 points, they have a good chance, Republicans, of taking him out. And so the question is, and that's been a real knockdown drag out in Indiana, everybody trying to be Trumpier than everybody else and saying the other one's a rhino and so on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of money spent, a lot of advertising, and it's gotten pretty cutthroat. But we should know soon, I mean, today, hopefully, which Republican would be taking on Joe Donnelly in the fall. Another one to watch is West Virginia as well, because the president actually weighed in on that yesterday. It, kind of a surprise move, but maybe not really. You see that there is 3 candidates running to take on Joe Manchin in the fall. And, you know, Don Blankenship, apparently, the president doesn't think much of him because he was saying things about Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, saying that she, making reference to her being from China, when, first of all, it's irrelevant, and secondly, she's from Taiwan. So,
yeah, there's a difference.
He didn't get the country right.
But that, you know, you're looking at 4 states. You said Indiana, North Carolina, Ohio, and West Virginia. And just as an amateur on this, okay, I look at Ohio and say that's where the most electoral votes are, and that's where who's running in Ohio. Seems to be that would be important.
Right. That one is important. Ohio's one to watch, not only in the Senate side, but also the governor's race. So let's take a look now when it comes to Senate, because okay. Sherrod Brown is the one there that Republicans are going after. Now, I wouldn't think he's not as vulnerable as, say, Joe Donnelly in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Ohio's a different kind of state. So they're trying to get him out there as Representative Jim Renacki. He's actually endorsed by President Trump, wants a shot at Sherrod Brown, but also there's a businessman by the name of Mike Gibbons. He doesn't really have a whole lot of political experience, but he does have a lot of money. They're going after him, Sherrod Brown, but again, he's pretty popular. He's been in the Senate since 2006. It won't be as easy to unseat him. And then you have the Ohio governor's race because, you know, John Kasich is term limited.
Yeah, okay. So, what's going on there?
This one's interesting. Now, Dennis Kucinich, I thought he was done, but he was a former member of Congress, former Cleveland mayor, and he is going to governor, as is Richard Cordray, who is the former head of President Obama's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Okay.
So be looking at that. I mean, that's kind of interesting on the Democrat side there. There are some Republicans going for it as well. State Attorney General Mac DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, I should say, as well. DeWine's considered the favorite there in the primary contest. So, again, it's setting up the situation to see, you know, who's going to be taking on who, Republican, Democrat, for a shot at Ohio governor.
Rachel, I admire you for just keeping straight who's out there.
It's a big cast of characters.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Big primaries today in Indiana, North Carolina, Ohio, and West Virginia. Coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS and time for sports with Ted Woodward. We're going to talk a little bit about baseball. The Shockers are back in action today or tonight, right, Ted?
Yep.
Home game tonight at X Stadium for the Sharks. Game four of a 9-game homestand. Wichita State hosting Oral Roberts tonight. Sharks and ORU met 2 months ago, way back in early March in Tulsa. That was a 2-1 loss for the Sharks in Tulsa. Tonight is the rematch in Wichita. The Sharks have beaten Oral Roberts 6 times in a row here in Wichita. Love to keep that string going. Although Oral Roberts does come in on a 9-game winning streak, and they are atop the Summit League. Shockers and Oral Roberts tonight at X Stadium. Mike Kennedy has live pregame coverage at 5:30 p.m. The game will start about 6 o'clock tonight. Listen to Shocker Baseball this evening right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll take a look at Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals will be in action, taking on the Baltimore Orioles tonight on the road. Royals beginning a 3-game series in Baltimore. Kansas City playing much better of late, has won 6 of its last 9, crawling out of last place in the division. Baltimore is not playing well. They are the worst team in the league. They are on a 6-game losing streak, and they are really struggling. Royals in Baltimore, 6 o'clock tonight. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College men's basketball. Multiple reports indicate that Wichita State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Lindstedt is going to leave the Shockers for an assistant spot with Coach Rich Pitino and the Minnesota Golden Gophers in the Big Ten Conference. Kyle Lindstedt is a Wichita native, and reports indicate he is heading for Minnesota. NBA playoffs action last night in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference in the semifinals. The Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Boston Celtics, trying to avoid a sweep. Boston up 3-0. Could Philly keep the season alive? You heard the, 76ers were able to get it done.
Simmons with Šarić, Embiid, Redick, and McConnell. Ben on a drive, lobs it to Joel, and an alley-oop jam. Horford had to come over. Brad Stevens thought that ball was over the basket. Simmons threw it up, and Embiid dunked it.
The former Kansas Jayhawk, Joel Embiid, in the starting lineup for the 76ers with 15 points, 13 rebounds. Season kept alive by the 76ers. They beat the Celtics 103-92, although Boston's still up 3-1 in this series.
13 rebounds. Good effort.
Good stuff, yeah. And, of course, you got a couple of Jayhawks on the floor there. Embiid for the Sixers and Marcus Morris for the Celtics. And apparently Marcus got into a little bit of a trash talking going on with Joel during the game.
That's reality. You know, it's hard. Because I know I wouldn't say a damn word if I was down 3-1. But, hey, we all different. So it is what it is.
Well, we'll see.
Pithy comments.
Yeah, Boston's still up 3-1 in that one. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard. He is in AA with Colorado Rockies in action last night. Had his 5th double of the season and scored a run, and also had an outfield assist out in right field. The former Shocker, Sam Hilliard, doing well in AA with the Rockies. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs punter Bob Grupp, who is 63 years old today. He didn't punt very long for the Chiefs, but his rookie year was pretty darn good. As a rookie back in 1979, he was a Pro Bowl punter.
Wow.
He averaged 44 yards a punt. In fact, his longest of the year was a 74-yard punt.
That's nice.
Unfortunately, he had that great rookie year and never really followed up on it. But he had one great year with the Chiefs as a punter, made the Pro Bowl. Bob Grupp is 63 today. Of course, you can hear Chiefs football games all during the fall right here on KNSS. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
722. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Crimes of the Department of Justice. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.